Hi, welcome back to the Undercover Nerds podcast. We have pizza.
We have pizza and Paquan.
Hi.
Paquan's here.
This is the third part to Kingdom Hearts Virgin, or Virgins, I guess now.
Yeah, plural, it's plural now.
If we are silent at all, it's because we're stuffing our fat faces.
Turn up the game a little bit.
Yes. If you didn't watch the other two parts, my name is Robert.
My name's Belle.
Oh, shit, sorry. I'm Tammy.
30 seconds in. So we were just catching Paquan up, or Tammy was catching Paquan up on the gist of Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah, Regan's for gay. That's
that's not a
that's
element, but I mean...
Whatever floats your boat.
I mean, they are, but it's not official.
It's not canon.
We just know the truth. Professor Big Sword. Professor Big Sword agrees. Which, by the way, we...
Yeah, they told me.
Alright.
Also, if I said Professor Xavier, would you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See? Exactly. I told you.
I'll pretend like I know.
What about Tweety Bird?
Tweety Bird?
Because his other name's...
Yeah.
Professor Tweety Bird. And then Professor...
We can just call him Jack Sparrow.
Oh, shit, we should.
Yeah, he's Jack Sparrow. He's not even a professor
I
anymore.
I know what you're talking about now.
Because you dressed up as Jack Sparrow when you're... No. And then Caveman.
Caveman is, Yeah.
And then what about... Moon. Professor Moon. He's known for his moon and Spider-Man booties.
Alright, I'm gonna finish this pizza. I'm gonna pick up the controller. And
Professor...
Struggling through...
Professor Mooney.
Oh,
Professor Mooney!
Alright, can you hear me? The controller? So we can actually play the video game while we're doing the podcast.
Well, like we're supposed to?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And I we... I'm glad we decided to censor our school because we talk about it so much.
I'm glad we decided not to do a Let's Play because it's been paused for 3 minutes. All right, Tammy, what were you doing before I...
Don't touch my pizza, Wade! What?
What was the last thing we did?
We're on our way to fuck some shit up with Clayton.
Oh, man, if Poco was here,
so
her plum would be on your pizza.
Yeah, don't go back to the
now.
Mm-hmm. She's tried to grab pizza off my plate.
So
before.
I just got through
the
bamboo thicket. So
she
I think
takes
you,
after
you have to keep on going.
All
right. Belle can eat a whole pizza by herself.
You had to make that public, didn't you?
Well, you know.
Man, you're
I used to be able to.
She's the only one who can do it.
It's impressive.
Frankly,
I don't consider this a good quality. I make fun of myself when I say
and she's still so
it.
Skinny. It's stupid.
I don't think there's anywhere else.
Me and
I can
my
go
fucking
right
bat
now.
Rolls over here.
Bruh.
Same.
Bruh. Oh my god.
I have to go back.
I'm not.
Else I can go
I'm not gonna fight
way.
You guys
yeah,
right now. Because we're live, but.
Are we?
Oh, nope. I'm not dealing with that shit.
Fuck this shit.
No,
fire!
That fucking
Sorry.
We should have. We have to talk about BTS on the podcast.
We have to talk about BTS on every podcast.
That needs to be... BTS, K-pop in general needs its own episode at one point.
Hey, look, it's the teacups from Beauty and Beast.
We literally have a playlist that is strictly K-pop that has gotten us through, like, the past few years. Overall, just being, like, having all-nighters. Like, we would put that shit on repeat. And occasionally add a new video. Just like a YouTube playlist where like just so many music videos. It's like 3 hours long. It's a long ass playlist. That's lovely.
Belle.
I think you've
I'm just kidding. They can't see who did it, so
like... Blame it on the cat.
Wade! Rob, where are you going?
If you hear a burp, it's likely Tammy. Because I don't know how to burp.
What do you mean you don't know
what?
How to burp?
I just expel air. It doesn't make any sounds.
It makes me think about that turtle that's straddling the dude Chew, and he's just like...
Alright, I know what you guys are talking about, but you're doing the sound wrong. There's a pause. It's... I only know that because...
We are 12 years old.
My friend in high school used to do that, I think, 5 times a day. So...
No more, no less. 5 times a day.
Burned into my memory.
Fuck. So Rob's getting lost getting to the boss battle in the deep jungle.
You're getting
lost. We've been in the Tarzan world for a very long time.
It's some bukkake.
Did you say bukkake?
Yes, I did, Tammy. I used that as a synonym for bullshit because there was a point in time where I didn't know what it meant.
Is Japanese rope sex play?
No.
Bukkake is coming down, people. Just kidding.
I don't know what it means.
I would use that as a synonym for bullshit.
Like, I'm looking at it.
No, Tammy, you were right. Because I didn't know what that was. And then one day, David was like, Robert, what did you say? And I was like, it's a bukkake. He's like, do you know what that means? And I'm like, it's like a synonym for bullshit, right? And he's like, why don't you Google it, Robert? I don't think I want to do
that. David's a sassy guy.
Huh?
David's a sassy guy. We might have him on here. Because he's a big nerd.
If he fucking ever drives here...
We're not talking about our David. We're talking about his David.
Yeah, my friend back home.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Like, I don't think any of you have met him.
I only know one David.
The only people who have met David are Sean, Elena, and Ogden.
Okay, no, yeah. Bukkake...
Oh, sit. I see Urban
According
Dictionary.
To Urban Dictionary, bukkake is when a mommy and a daddy 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 all decide mommy needs some special facial moisturizer.
Yeah. That's
it's literally group sex where all these dudes come on someone's face.
It's a facial.
It can be it doesn't have to be a woman.
It's
a
group facial,
a man.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then the one beneath it is the actual definition. Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
We are not sponsored by Urban Dictionary. Just
because of that website.
We should be sponsored by Urban Dictionary.
We're pretty vulgar.
Yeah, we're so foul mouthed. We should be sponsored. Urban Dictionary, please sponsor us.
Because of that website, David came up with a death metal song called Mexican Avalanche.
What?
Perfect. I'm assuming none of you guys know what that is. And I'm hesitant to say what it is. On the podcast.
Bro, we're 8 minutes in. We barely talked about
Kingdom Hearts at
Let's
all.
Talk about that. And
let's talk about...
If you're curious, look it up with your stakes.
If we're ever going to get past the fucking jungle stage.
Alright, I need you to put that sass back in your pocket.
How about you put that in your pants?
Whoa!
Joke's on you. I'm wearing shorts.
Our pants. Shorts not considered pants?
No, they're considered shorts. That's why they're called shorts.
They're short pants.
Robert likes to be difficult.
Difficult.
Yeah, Rob?
Respect your fucking elders.
Respect your elders.
You know what? I think I remember what I'm doing. I gotta go back to the mine. Damn it.
Yeah,
I
heard
it. God damn it. Gay vine. Fuck.
No, you made that. Oh, gay vine? You gay vine?
What?
No. Gay vine.
Gay vine. Still sounds pretty dirty.
Well, yeah.
Well, it should.
You wouldn't know. You never gaped your asshole before, have you?
Well,
oh, yay! No, so next time on Undercover Nerds.
This game that we're playing that has nothing to do with gaped assholes. Let's talk about that.
Oh no. You almost killed me.
I mean, you know what? I'm not going to make that joke. Never mind.
Should I use the word in context?
No. Quan, what do you think?
What have you... Okay. Yeah, all right. Let's get on to the actual topic here. We're 10 minutes in.
Since I felt...
Damn it. Paquan, what do you know about Kingdom Hearts?
Not a lot.
She watched me play some of Birth by Sleep the other day.
Yeah.
Which doesn't really provide much context, to be fair.
And I was also doing homework, so I wasn't really paying attention to that.
Like right now?
She asked me if I was going to kill Snow White.
No. Yeah. No, it was Snow White. Yep.
Yeah, my memory's impeccable.
Who are you playing as?
Tara.
Mm. You should have killed Snow White.
Riku, one piece.
No!
I'm just kidding.
Snow White's one of my favorites.
What would Quasimodo say about that?
He said, one of my favorites!
Quasimodo? Just give him, like, this Asian-esque name.
No.
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo.
Oh my god. Punch back in Notre Dame.
In Japan.
In Tokyo Tower.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
I would too.
Can you be like Godzilla sized?
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
No. But no, like Snow White is definitely top five as one of being.
Anytime there's fan art or like any like fan comics of her, she's always depicted as the sweetest one. The most innocent.
Well, she is. She's like 14. No, 13.
You know who's not innocent? Cinderella.
Why?
Did you see the show with her?
She has a foot fetish.
She
they all got
her
foot
glass
fetish.
Her
oh, yeah. This is Kingdom Hearts related. I love it because I saw this meme on Tumblr where...
That never starts out well.
Well, I saw this picture on Tumblr where I was excited that all the Disney princesses are finally gathered in one place. And then it was like me, an intellectual Kingdom Hearts, did it first. Because the first one is literally like you have to gather all the princesses in their hearts. All their hearts combined open the door to Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One version of Kingdom Hearts, but I'm not going to get into that. There's three different ones, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Say, bitch.
Say.
Bitch.
I'm good. Tammy, I'm a professional.
No! You have to save! You're going to a boss battle!
I'm fine!
Don't follow Robert. Save. Tammy. Save often.
Tammy, I've been playing this game for years.
Always save.
I
don't care.
Listen, Tammy, you know how many games I've played in my day?
I don't give a fuck.
So many Kingdom Hearts. I've been playing Hearts.
If you're a veteran, you would know, playing video games, you have to save.
Well.
I don't know. Sorry.
I'll save after I kill these monkeys.
I have a chance you get. Damn, she's got big tatties. I'm sorry.
Tatties.
Paquan's doing her homework, and she's looking through new model pictures.
Some of these are really weird.
That
looks like she was flying. Like,
that
nude.
Website was definitely used for porn at some point, and they made it into a new model site.
What? Quick gestures?
Yes.
Quick poses? I mean?
Yes.
Oh,
are you
really?
Using quick poses?
No, I'm using reference
if you,
sketch daily.
Right, Bell.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There is a file on that website that is literally titled like Hentai Tentacle Monster or something.
Oh.
There's reference for that?
Yes.
No.
There's... All you have to do is go on Pornhub for that shit. Like, why does there have to be...
Or Hentai Haven.
Yeah, or Hentai Haven.
Any of these websites,
no.
Look it up yourself if you're 18. Though,
and support sex workers. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I follow
support me.
I follow a lot of really awesome sex workers on Instagram, and they're all talking about how like they're being kicked off of Patreon, which is like a site where you can be not safe for, like, your channel can be 18 and up, and you have to be like, yes, I'm 18 or older, and I can view this page. and stuff like that. So sex workers are usually allowed to, like, do their thing on there. And Patreon is putting a lot of accounts on hold. And, like, a lot of them are being shut down. And it's really horrible because a lot of them make a good bit of their income off of Patreon. And
I'm sure
so,
they could do it through PayPal or something.
Yeah, no, that they're all, like, any all of them that I follow, like, they're all putting, like, their PayPal, their Venmo, they're like, please, like, support me this way because Patreon is, like, failing us right now. So I'm definitely on the whole support sex workers bandwagon, because...
Yeah. I mean, not to talk about human rights.
Sorry.
But, it's a profession that a lot of people like to judge, but a lot of
They judge it, but consume it.
Yeah.
So it's that's you can't consume something and then judge the people.
I know very
it.
Few people who don't actually watch porn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't really know where I was going with that. I'm distracted.
And today on Undercover Nerd.
Hey, we're a supportive community here in the nerd world.
Well,
support your fellow porners.
Right. Support your fellow.
I
know. That still doesn't work out.
Support your art fellow
your,
artists.
Your fe- or support
I'm
your fellow
saying,
porners.
I'm not opposed to streaming.
There's still a lot of people who draw Kingdom Hearts fan art.
Yeah, because it's
hell
dope.
Yeah. Just fan art in general. I mean, like, it's always like.
Yes, but. Today is about Kingdom Hearts. I need to keep you bitches on track.
I'm really bad.
I didn't want to have to do this.
Oh my god.
I need you to look up a walkthrough. Because
we're still
son,
in the jungle.
Give it to me.
And I, here, I want you to know that I'm disappointed in myself more than you could ever be.
You sure about
I'm
that?
I'm going to get. Listen.
John Cena, are you sure about that?
You're going to come to my house, yes, with my
sir.
Podcast. And insult me
who made you the leader?
Give myself a long talking to in the mirror before I go to sleep.
Got to flex a little bit.
Well, at least you're getting experience points.
Yeah. I got slapshot.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Just went there. Don't go there.
Don't go there?
That's where it's came from.
That's the only.
So.
Okay.
This is,
Yeah.
Try
so,
the treehouse.
We're
monkey was taunting me!
We are in a bit of a predicament right now. We are.
Lost in the jungle?
Lost in the jungle. We're fighting
lost
to get
in
out.
The jungle!
Sorry. We've been in the jungle for the past. Were we in the jungle on the first episode? I'm pretty sure we ended, like. In the jungle world.
We did.
Yeah, we've been on. We've literally been in the jungle world for 3 episodes.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
Kingdom Hearts is not easy to do a playthrough.
So, like, while we still have, like, 12 minutes left, like, is there anything else that we wanted to, like, discuss about Kingdom Hearts? Or, like, since we got a nerd out about this shit.
Is there anything you wanted to know about? Because you could ask me questions all day about anything. I'll just talk about the different keyblades. So I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like
my favorite one is Wayward Wind.
Yeah, honestly, when it comes to me, it's like when it comes to video games, like with this shit, especially with a fandom as big as this, I really don't even know what questions to ask. I'm just kind of watching in amazement as we're going through this game.
Well, since it's related to Kingdom Hearts, and you also are inexperienced with it, do you have any questions about Final Fantasy?
I know nothing about Final Fantasy, only that people have told me that I would. There's a okay. Listen, for our audience members, there are a lot of video games that I have not played because
she's the outlier.
When it comes to video games, I am not experienced whatsoever. I've only played like a few computer games in my time. I don't play Xbox. I've never played Xbox. I've never played PlayStation. Barely like they literally introduced me to my first. Like, actual console game, which was Overwatch. That was my first non-PC game. And, like, the only really game that I really played before that, like, seriously, was Spore. If anybody knows what Spore is, don't judge me. It's a fun game.
No, they know what Spore is.
Okay.
I know, I was laughing because I fucking
But, no, like, well, yeah, when it comes to video games, I'm definitely, like, the virgin of the virgins. Hey,
stay away from the pizza.
No, get away from the pizza, Wade. he's like, oh, shit. I've been swindled. But,
foiled.
yeah, no, so, like, there's a lot of video games where they're like, you would really like this, and I'm like, cool, I don't have the ability to play it because I do not have an Xbox, nor do I have a PlayStation.
Like The Witcher.
I really want to play The Witcher.
But you want to play The Witcher, you want to fuck the characters.
Listen, okay, let's get something straight here, Robert.
Yes,
You know.
What do I know?
There's a few things you want to know about me, and
it's not just about video games. Or else Belle would never have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be a part of this if video games was the only thing we ever did.
We're gonna talk about the Anaheims too, and the mangoes,
and the mangoes, the manga,
and the
K-poops, and the movies.
And sometimes the J-poops.
The J-poops. I'm better with talking about movies and, like, when it comes to nerding out about shit, I'm better at nerding out on culture, and shit like that.
Fuck me. I can't fucking iron.
So, I apologize for not having too much of a hand in this episode because I'm...
Well, this episode is literally for you.
Yeah.
And for Quan.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, like, but you guys are doing all the talking because I'm just watching.
You think Jiminy would be more helpful?
Jiminy is a piece of shit.
He's always been a piece of shit. He leads you into goodness instead of sin.
A safe spot.
Okay. If you think I won't fight you just because I lose, you're wrong.
Gotta roll up your pant legs first.
I'm wearing shorts.
Roll them up higher. Hike them up, Robert. Show them thighs.
Thick thighs give guys hard eyes.
What?
What?
Thick thighs give guys hard eyes.
Hard eyes.
Man, what a...
I thought you said hard eyes. I didn't know. I didn't know you said heart eyes. I thought you said hard eyes.
Heart, like the organ.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't hear that right. Okay. Blooper.
What's that pose?
That's exorcism.
Sure.
You have so many naked people on your computer. It's amazing.
All for art.
All for art. The human body is a, it's a temple of art. I can't stand that song. Am I the only one? Am I the only one who doesn't like that song?
Probably.
Okay. I've never liked that song.
Do you like John Mayer?
Depends. I actually don't think I don't even think know if I really listen to any of his music. I just know I don't like that song.
Motherfucker.
So when I was younger,
I just realized how expensive these heartless monkeys are.
No, it relates to Kingdom Hearts, I promise. I did this unconsciously, because there was one time where, like, Kingdom Hearts 2 was the only game I played. By the way, if the pink monkey touches you, you're water running.
You bitch!
Steal
my money?
Kingdom Hearts 2 was the only game I was really playing. So when I would draw characters, I would unconsciously give them huge banana feet.
Oh,
and it wasn't until one of my friends pointed it out to me and was like, yo, his feet are fucking huge. I'm like, oh man, I don't want that. And now I still kind of do it. I just make it work.
Do what?
Draw big feet.
Yeah.
But also, it's just because what I'm used to. I'm apparently part Sasquatch.
You're in the current process of revamping your art.
I am. Kendrick is helping me out with it. It's very, very enlightening. Kendrick is another friend of ours who's really good at partying.
Yeah, we should put his Instagram up too.
We should.
Bitch! Fucking
bitch.
Monkey!
These monkeys suck!
Monkey. Heartless. Stupid.
I can hear you trying to, like, figure your way around the sensors.
I want
to
point out that Tarzan, and it's a CP, but Tarzan just, like, threw his spear at a wall.
You bitch. You
for no reason. He threw him a watch out. They're going to take your money.
Oh, I like that pose. That's a fun pose.
That's a car money.
So, Paquan.
Yes.
You've seen a total of, like, 40 minutes of gameplay from two different Kingdom Hearts games. What's your opinion on this so far?
I probably know even less about the game than Marvel does.
Yeah, that's fine. Just what is your impression from this thing that you're watching?
Well, I'm mostly doing my homework, so I'm not really watching too much.
It's okay. We forgive you. Oh my god, these stupid little bitches!
Well, you don't kill them!
Ah!
You lost money.
No!
You lost
your money.
That's my money!
And my money!
Listen, I'm a stingy Asian bitch. I want my money.
You
steal from me?
Going up there and there's nothing up there.
God damn it.
I don't remember where to go. I know that we just saved Tarzan's mom. And I don't remember what you're supposed to do after that. Try talking to Jane. My wife didn't tell me anything. We went to the tree house. There wasn't anything there. The other vine slide isn't open yet. I can't think of other...
I'm going to go back into the tent because I just saved... just received another thing. God damn it. We have to look for fucking Clayton.
Is that what we're doing?
We've been looking for Clayton.
Let's see.
Little bitch.
Dumb, pretentious prick.
Good.
Oh!
What the?
Finally! Oh my god.
Yay! With 3 minutes left to spare.
My god. Wait, are we out of it yet?
No, now I'll go through the fucking bamboo. I'm livid. I went in the tent.
It's because you had to save his mom one more time.
Jane betrayed me.
Oh my god.
My boo thing.
Your boo thing.
Oh no, Clayton's.
Oh no.
Oh.
You.
There she be.
Fuck him up.
It's
fuck
the
up.
Jaguar. And it's. Oh no, he's by himself, isn't he?
Tammy, I don't need to put pressure on you, but if you lose this fight, that'll be what we end the episode on.
Listen.
It's
on beginner.
No pressure. No pressure, Tammy. At all.
Also, you don't have Dumbo in your party. So, you know. But you're doing just fine.
And you have Tarzan, and he's killed the Jaguar all by himself before.
I believe in you. Oh, yeah, you got Tarzan. Well, you're doing great.
Oh, shit, she's in the trees.
Oh, shit, boy.
In the trees, Mike.
Smack her around with that
girl.
Clever girl.
Yay!
Oh, yeah!
This is a key one.
Oh,
my God. We have 2 minutes left of the podcast, and we're about to enter the boss fight, finally!
That wasn't the boss fight?
No!
No,
she,
the Jaguar.
It was...
Obtained White Fang. That's a book, isn't it?
No, it's
not. It is.
It is a book.
White
Turk.
Oh, you mean
Rose? I mean Rosie O'Donnell.
Talk about this. It's an accessory. You can equip accessories that like boost your stats, like give you resistance to like certain elements, or like give you more points to equip more skills, or boost your health, or
yes,
strength. And blah, 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 blah.
But yes, are we?
That's
gonna,
a really unsettling face.
Are we just going to end the podcast on random noises?
Talking about Jane because she's so fucking attractive. Jane,
what
is
the world
favorites
after this? It's Alice in Wonderland, isn't it?
Oh, I'm excited for that. I love that. I love Alice in Wonderland.
I think so. We'll
yeah, we should have saved this podcast for fucking Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Shit is bullshit.
We can always extend it. Like,
we'll have to do it another day, though.
Yeah,
it'll be,
like...
It won't be Kingdom Hearts versions anymore, because you'll be exposed to it.
Oh, my cherry's been popped. But, like, we can always recontinue this Kingdom Hearts series, because it's such a long fucking game. Like, we can always... I think what we can do is we can spend a few episodes talking about other things that we nerd out about, and then come back to Kingdom Hearts. Because, let's be honest, we love being at Rob's place playing video games.
We can ask our listeners that we don't have yet.
We can ask, yeah. And if Rob said, to any subscribers or listeners that we do not have yet, send us your suggestions. Like,
that is actually a feature of the app. You can send questions and suggestions that you want to talk about.
Yeah, if you guys want to leave, like, any ideas about things that we should, like, or even, like, new stuff that you might want us to check out, like, stuff that we haven't seen before.
I like learning about new animes.
And I like learning about new movies. So.
Sorry, I would contribute, but I was kicking ass. Oh, shit, no, don't
wait,
go that way.
Did you take your names?
Ha, ha, ha.
Don't laugh at that.
I know, that's why it was a sarcastic laugh.
You didn't hear the sarcasm. What the fuck is that?
All right,
I love you,
so,
Rob.
All right. You're at a save point, so that's probably a good place.
Wait, Jane. What's wrong? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
What is wrong, Tarzan?
Oh, that's a...
I'm gonna let you play out the scene, and then we'll close out the podcast.
Yeah, let's, Jane, like, we can extend it by a minute
or
two.
House. Smells like... Oh, fuck, I can't.
Fuck, I got trouble.
Yeah, don't worry. I got those.
That was a whisper.
Continue.
No way.
I don't know if the mic even picked that
just
up.
Just accelerated
Donald says
nothing.
Donald says Matt.
Donald is invalid.
Alright, so we haven't even gotten to the boss battle yet.
No, that's our podcast.
But
for
the day,
next one will be a different topic.
We'll give you guys a break.
Yes, we will. I'd like to say we'd be more professional, but we all know that won't happen.
Yeah, hopefully in the future, because this is our first time doing a podcast, so like it's we're trying to get a handle on it, we're trying to get a hold on it, and hopefully next time it'll be a little bit more better flowing and organized. I guess. I mean, it's best when it's free flowing, in my opinion.
Yeah,
but. But we should still kind of try to stay on topic with what we do or what we're doing. I guess. I don't know.
Derailing
the
sex word.
Well,
listen, I was being supportive.
We can always throw some support out there for people.
Yeah,
we're gonna end on that note. Thank you so much, guys, for checking us out and sitting through our shenanigans for 3 fucking episodes.
Yeah.
Solid hour and a half.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
Thank you. If you're
here right now, that means you like us.
I'm proud of you.
Ooh, and we love you, too.
Well, you should just close us out in that voice.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. We'll be right back.